Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, in the news coming up next, we've got the latest on COVID-19 in Oregon and Clark County, major economic relief efforts in Portland, and some modeling to talk about. That's what we like to discuss here, modeling. Yeah, very confused on that NCAA issue, but the blanket vote has happened. Extra eligibility for spring college athletes has been granted.
And someone asking, do only seniors get the extra year of eligibility, or could it ripple down for years? As far as I know, my understanding of it is
it's everyone. Yeah. That's so why they're talking about expanding the rosters.
Yeah. So if you're a sophomore, you know, and you're a baseball player, this isn't your sophomore year. You're just able to.
Well, basically, you think about it this way, the next time you play.
Yeah.
It's just putting pause on things.
Yeah, it's like if you go on a church mission, right? Like, maybe that doesn't relate to anyone other than me, but like at BYU, when you go on a mission, your clock pauses, or military service, right? We had a couple of those over the years that if you sign up for the National Guard or whatever, you just hit pause on your eligibility. When you come back, you hit play, and they're basically doing that.
Yep. So if you were getting ready to start, or they just started the baseball season, right? So they had played some games. All the Oregon State kids. The next time they start, which is probably going to have to be this time next year, or a little prior to, they don't lose a year of eligibility. They pick up right where they left off.
And it's your choice. You can be done if you want to. But again, the article I read today said that they're expecting about 85% of those athletes that are eligible to choose to come back for another year, and they can pursue a graduate program and all that. And it's up to the schools to figure out how to do that financially.
All right, here's Mike.
With regard to the regular season, there haven't been any real concrete contingency plans discussed. They're talking about the offseason. Offseason programs were scheduled to start for some teams next week. Obviously, that's not going to happen. They're talking about the draft, what that's going to be like with no one being able to be together in person. And they're talking about the possibility of, you know, when would training camps start and how would you be able to get all the players into one space at a time, what the world will look like a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, etc.
There is Dan Graziano talking about the NFL not really having much of a contingency plan yet for if we get to the point where the season will be threatened. But buy or sell, we are at over 50% chance of not having an NFL season this year.
Over a 50%? Mm-hmm. Oh boy, I'll sell it. I think you're at 50-50. I mean, honestly, at this point, I think it's a coin flip. I think they're going to play it. I do. I think college football and college sports way more in danger than the NFL. The NFL has just chosen to plow ahead with this, right? They're not delaying jack squat. They're already putting up rules for what you could do as far as teleconference goes in order to get guys draft eligible, like have meetings. The NFL will do everything in its power to find some way to get on the field, even if that means playing in front of no fans. I so that's why I say above 50%. No, the NFL will find a way. If you ask me about the college game, yeah, I feel a lot more iffy about that than I do the NFL.
I'm going to sell it only because I'm holding out hope that we're going to get that magical fall of all sports at once.
Yeah.
Like we're going to get all the golf majors get pushed off to the fall. You get the NBA going, the MLB, the NFL, college football. I don't think that's going to happen. As a matter of fact, my gut tells me I should buy this and say that it's probably not going to happen at all. None of it. Yeah. I think it all could be going away for a while. But I hold out hope, and I remain an optimist. So, plus I just want all that sports in the fall.
Yeah, positive vibes out there.
So
sell it.
So suck that one, Lynch.
In the last three seasons, Carson Wentz QBR averages fifth. In the last three seasons, Aaron Rodgers 18th. In the last three seasons, when Carson starts and when Aaron starts, they averaged 26 points on offense under Carson Wentz. They averaged 23 points of offense under Aaron Rodgers. In the last three seasons, Carson Wentz is better on third down. He's got a better touchdown percentage, better points per drive. Aaron Rodgers, the only thing that he has done better in the last 3 years than Wentz is not turned the football over. But by every metric, by every way we want to measure their performances over the last 3 years, Carson Wentz has played better than Aaron Rodgers.
There is Dan Orlovsky.
Whoa.
And he is
fired
from his house.
From his house, clearly, because there's a loud echo. Hot takes now dominating ESPN as they try to create their own content.
Wait, ESPN's still on?
Yes. And he is saying Carson Wentz is better than Aaron Rodgers and has a lot of facts to try to prove that point. So buy or sell, Carson Wentz is better than Aaron Rodgers.
How many people do you think are asking if we're still on?
Well, hopefully not ones that are listening to us.
Isaac and Suker still on?
Oh, yeah, spread the word. We're still here. We're not going anywhere.
I'm sorry, what?
Carson Wentz greater than Aaron Rodgers, according to Dan Orlovsky.
And so I have to buy or sell that he is?
You've got to buy or sell.
Yes.
No. So. Jesus.
Not just a no.
He made a lot of good points in his argument.
I like Orlovsky, but come on. If he's saying Carson Wentz is better than Aaron Rodgers, that's ridiculous. Now, if he's saying Carson Wentz played better than Aaron Rodgers at times, well, sure. A lot of quarterbacks play better than Aaron Rodgers at times. Aaron Rodgers is like top three guy in the league.
Yeah, I think
Carson Wentz is not.
And some of this too, I think you look at the offenses that are playing in and the talent that's around them in Philadelphia, although, you know, last year Philadelphia had literally no one left. It was a gall darn mash unit. But you know, Carson Wentz is good, and Carson Wentz is a decade younger than Aaron Rodgers. Remember, Aaron Rodgers is what, 36, 37 years old? The best of Aaron Rodgers is certainly behind him. So if you were to ask me the question, who would I take going forward, Carson Wentz or Aaron Rodgers, I'll take Carson Wentz. But if you're asking me who I want for one season, I'm still taking Aaron Rodgers. Because I think sometimes you can say, that's like the whole like Deshaun Watson, Pat Mahomes, Russell Wilson, right? Everything around you being equal, but it's not equal. So again, if you told me that I had to play 1 year with one quarterback and my choices were Carson Wentz or Aaron Rodgers, despite what his numbers say. And by the way, the numbers are pretty close. Like if you look, I've got their stat lines in front of me. And then,
not according to what Dan Orlovsky said.
Well, he said that Carson Wentz's are better. But again, if you look at completion percentage, you look at touchdowns, you look at quarterback rating, again, there's not a huge gap between the two of them. I'll still take Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think there is, but I will take Aaron Rodgers just because I just think his ability to make plays, just the more improvised part of football, which we love now, right? Like backyard football, like Pat Mahomes, just scramble around and make a play.
Yeah.
That's the new OC. I could be an OC in the NFL.
Could you?
Yeah.
You run the touchdown play.
Like, hey, give me a good quarterback, and I'll tell the quarterback, hey, buy time, and everybody does backyard football and just runs around and just find an open guy. What's the matter with you? That's what Pat Mahomes does.
And by the way, that whole like not
Aaron Rodgers does that way better than Wentz. Wentz. Look, I think Wentz is really good, but he needs more help.
Well, he needs people to not get hurt.
You know? He got hurt in the playoffs against the Seahawks, but
everyone, like
their offense is, I don't know. Their offense looked way better a couple years ago.
By injury.
You know, you already have Mickey Arison, who is the owner of the Miami Heat, who owns Carnival Cruises. Now, granted, Carnival Cruises has been going through some challenging times as of late with some of the cruise ships and what they've been dealing with. But I think if the NBA, if you are trying to find a way, if this happens in May or June, if we're still not in that great, great place, but maybe we're in a better place, maybe if you can take two of those massive cruise ships and there's testings before everybody goes on the ship, you allow the player and their immediate family, being that wife or their kids, are allowed to go with them. And you have an Eastern Conference cruise ship and you have a Western Conference cruise ship.
There's Jay Williams on ESPN. I'm just going to go ahead and say buy or sell. That's the dumbest idea you've ever heard.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb. I mean, dumbest.
Let's put people in a spot that has been a hotbed for the coronavirus spreading.
Yeah, maybe he's
just make sure that they don't have the virus.
Yeah, maybe he's watching too much Pirates of the Caribbean. They're going to go set sail to the island of Tortuga or whatever with Captain Jack. Yeah, that does seem a bit ridiculous.
Somebody watch that this weekend to have that reference at hand.
Totally.
Actually, no.
Totally, you watch that.
I was listening to the Lonely Island song. They do the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow, which it's not a bad idea to put Lonely Island. That's Adam Sandler and his group. They have
Andy Samberg.
Yeah, Andy Samberg. Yeah, not Adam Sandler. But yeah, this is ridiculous. This is so
What's going on with ESPN?
Well, you can't. You've got nothing.
You just
got
to make stuff up.
You just got to make stuff up, right? It was at FS1. Skip Bayless and Sharp were debating LeBron James and Michael Jordan again.
Well, at least that's a legitimate sports debate.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Really? Like, I think that's all they do anymore. He just goes on there and yells about LeBron.
There's nothing going on.
Hey, let's put him on a cruise ship. Great idea, Jay. Brilliant. Jesus.
Somebody said, who is the guy that was mentioning... He was one of those, like the Ringer, Bleacher Report, or something was saying, the NBA should take over Vegas because all of the hotels are empty. So each team could have its own hotel. You could each guy could get his own room.
MGM Lakers versus who gets like the Stratosphere though? Is that like the worst? Like
I think you get it by your record.
Yeah, you get to pick. So like someone's gonna be at the Kings are gonna be at Terrible's Casino off the Strip.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the stupid Warriors, would be out at freaking Hooters. Or something.
Planet Hollywood.
And then let them all play the rest of the season there. There's nobody there.
You could play like the Thomas and Mack Center or whatever.
And then somebody comes down with COVID and then it's all hell breaks loose.
Imagine if it happened on a cruise ship though, because we've seen that.
Well, then that you can just leave out in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Let them die out there.
You're fine.
That's what they do now, right?
LeBron's got his own helicopter swooping in. Because, you know, that's what's going to work is LeBron's going to agree to be quarantined on a ship for like a month and a half. Great idea.
All right.
I'm assuming I have one more.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming you bought that, Rob, because you didn't say buy or sell.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
To be completely honest, the iRacing software that we use is the best, most realistic that you'll find. And they don't pay me a cent. I've been using that software, though, for 20 years. And it is as close as I will ever get to the real thing. And I should know, I mean, there's a lot of the race car drivers out there that competed today and use the service and would say the same thing. I've used it in my career to get better.
That's Dale Jr. If you don't recognize his voice, he's been out of sports for a little while. But Fox Sports 1 aired live iRacing with real NASCAR racers driving the virtual cars this weekend. It's the second week in a row that they've done it. Buy or sell... While we're dealing with the pandemic, the other leagues should have pro athletes playing the virtual games, and they should be showing it on TV.
No. No. I don't want to watch Damian Lillard play NBA 2K. I don't. That's... Stop it. Go away.
Well, I'll be better
than that.
The
iRacing broadcast looked like a real broadcast if you turn it on.
I hear it's pretty cool. I don't really care about NASCAR, but... I don't think I would watch it, but I think there's probably a market for it, don't you? Particularly NBA. Isn't the NBA like a big video game?
Yeah.
NBA 2K is huge.
Unfortunately, there's no, like, who the hell knows if LeBron James is good at NBA 2K? It's...
You would find out pretty quick, wouldn't you?
Yeah, brush up, LeBron. Let's go.
The difference is, like, with the NASCAR race, right, you're in a racing simulator. There's no such thing as an NBA simulator, right? It doesn't.
What is that iRacing? Explain the iRacing thing.
They have these simulators.
And they all have them at their houses. The real drivers.
They're either at their houses or at their company headquarters. And they do it. Like, with pilots do this, right? Like, if you're in the military, there's flight simulators.
Right, but they're racing. They're doing an actual race where the actual drivers
are
simulating
simulators.
Their cars in the race.
Yes.
And they're broadcasting the iRacing.
Yes, with real announcers.
That is
awesome.
And
they're treating it as a real race.
No,
super cool.
iRacing as far as I know, doesn't require you to have a crazy great setup like all these drivers are for these specific races. I think you can just have a, you know, a racing wheel and you could do it too. It's just a super realistic simulator for all sorts of racing.
But it doesn't work on other sports because you're not simulating them. You're just playing a video game.
Yeah, but you don't think people would sit and watch freaking LeBron James and Kevin Durant play NBA 2K?
Of course
I think
they would watch that. And the trash talk. And
I think they would. I would. I don't care.
Because MLB Twitter was having a couple of players play each other on MLB The Show this weekend. And, you know, they had both their face cams up.
Look,
and it was just kind of, it was interesting.
Dude, if the only thing going on right now were freaking high school sports, I'd watch it.
No, you wouldn't.
Well,
that's a lie.
You're right, I
wouldn't. That's 100%
but
a lie.
If there's ever a chance to get me to watch high school sports,
<the time. laughs>
it would be now. Because it's just, man, we're all starved for sports.
No.
But so I think people would watch, but at the same time, you know, call me when the real thing starts up.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.